Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My mom offered some wisdom, and she said, first of all, it's obvious that somehow Caleb still has a hex on her.
Because a spell.
Some sort
That's
of magical
a positive
spell.
Way of looking at it.
Well, you know what? It's more positive than the way I was looking at it. So she actually dumbed it down a little bit. And then she said,
do you like Caleb's parents?
So then my mom said to me,
what'd your mom say?
Mike, that's horrible.
You can get Santa Claus for $60.
Can you get a sample of Santa Claus?
I'll bring him up. Hold on.
This is fascinating.
This is, isn't it?
This is a guy doing Santa Claus, because I do a pretty formidable Santa Claus.
This guy looks like him, though. So he has the outfit.
So it's a fat guy with a white beard.
Yeah. So this is for Ariel and Colton.
Hello, Ariel and Colton. It's me, Santa.
Suck ass.
The fidelity
horrible,
is
fat,
terrible.
Lazy, yellowing beard.
Is he on the can? Himself.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Tuesday afternoon.
You hate the Moody Blues.
I actually like them.
Oh, I love them.
It's a mocking impression.
I'll take it.
I don't like him alone, but if they're on the radio. And
you
know,
him, you mean the Moody Blues
them,
is a group.
Them,
is
oh,
a
them,
man,
them.
Do you know that in the... in the living room version of this show, Mike said, do not play the Moody Blues. And since that moment, I don't believe I have played the Moody Blues, which kind
of
hurts because I do love the band. I've seen them live six times.
Give me the Moody Blues smash hits, and I'll tell you, I'll do an impression, and you'll know by the impression whether I like
it. Nights in White Satin.
Nights in White Satin.
Number one with a bullet.
What happened? Something fall?
Yes, hold on. I need a small moment. Pad, won't you?
What did you? What did he lose? What it sounded
recorder,
like a massive
he lost
crash.
It,
the digital recorder fell off its mini shelf.
A backup recorder. It's down. It's down.
We're back.
Mike,
we're
we have three redundancies, right.
Yes,
and one of them went down.
That's right.
So there's another one.
Nights in White Satin.
How about this?
It's like their whole catalog is like whining. Yes. What's the next one?
Ride My Seesaw.
I don't even know that one.
Ride my seesaw, its place.
See, I hear seesaw and I hear she shed.
That's different.
Her she shed.
That's my she shed. Don't burn up my she shed. My she shed's gonna be burned up. My she shed.
About one of their more recent offerings, Mike. I know you're out there somewhere.
I don't even know it. See, recent. So you got Night to White Satin
still
and
alive.
Tuesday afternoon. What else is their big?
Oh, question.
What's that one?
There's 1,000,000,000 questions.
You're right there. I don't even know that.
You played all of these when you were at the Edge with Jeff Shamrock.
I don't think we played the Moody Blues.
They had to play their core songs. You had to play Nights in White Satin.
Nights in White Satin.
Yeah, that's
And it's like,
so
that's
good.
All far away, reverby.
It's not even from my era.
No, it's so great. Do you know what happened is they were... They were contracted to do a progressive rock LP and handed a hunk of money, and they went into the studio and they created something. They actually brought in session musicians and named them the London Festival Orchestra and made that entire orchestrated album.
Excuse me. Is it Nostalgia Corner today?
Maybe something for the future.
Blues?
Yeah, you know what? I'll play you all the Moody Blues songs on Nostalgia Corner this week. Nice!
Mike, why don't we talk about the present?
Yeah, let's do that.
I love the present. I love now. I love living in the now.
Mike, you know what they say? They say, yesterday is gone, tomorrow is promised to no one, today is a gift, and that's why they call it a present.
Oh.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did your grandpappy tell you that?
I don't know. I think I just came with the stroke.
I made one of those.
Did you just off the top of your head?
Well, I'd read it before, but yeah.
Okay, no, but... You didn't write that. That wasn't an original.
No, and he said, when times were hardest, my son, that is when I carried you.
Oh, that's
Jesus. The
Bible. It's the footprints.
Old,
that's right.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus loves the Moody Blues.
Mike. Mm-hmm. I really thought, I was like, did he just come up with that?
They're always in a mood. What's the present?
Is this. On this past Friday's show, if you're listening to this.
It was another perfect show, by the way. Oscar, great job.
Time hop. Today is the 17th of December.
Time hop.
So on last Friday, this program.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, what?
Mike, let's take a time hop.
You asked about, and we brought up briefly that our friend and business partner, Charlie Burney, is going to Florida to the PGA Golf Tour.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
No, not PGA Golf. PGA Golf
Show.
So it is the PGA Golf
Tour. I have confirmed.
It's the big one.
It's a big one, but that's in
That dinosaur
that's
down.
That's in contingent with the golf National Golf Owners Association. They have a show as well.
The NGCOA.
Yes. So.
Mike?
Golf Course Owners Association.
Put that dinosaur down. Okay, it's distracting. Down.
Yes. And you said, look, at Podcast Village, you have many podcasts come through there, and you did not know that the Golf Business Podcast was broadcast from Podcast Village.
Right.
And you were really into it. You said, I can't believe they have all these thought leaders and tech experts. And you said, I'd really like to know if they want a new voice for the actual program. And I said, well, let me figure out. I thought it was Charlie's voice for some reason.
Right.
Who actually recorded the opening, the imaging of the program. And then I listened to the gentleman who did. And I said, well, I'm going to let Mike see if he wants to steal the job from this gentleman, because you didn't know either.
Do we have an example?
We do. This is the most recent episode. Episode 36.
And I'll tell you whether I think I could be an improvement.
Okay.
This is the Golf Business Podcast, brought to you by the National Golf Course Owners Association, the leading voice for today's owners and operators. Each episode features guests and discussions about some of the most important matters in our business.
Why does it sound like I did it?
This podcast is supported by Yamaha Golf Cars, the official golf car partner of NGCOA. Now, coming to you from the John Deere studio is Golf Business Podcast host, Charlie Burney.
Welcome to episode 36.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Wow, it was me. It was me after all.
It was me the whole time.
Wow. That's a long time ago I did that, right?
It was a couple
of
years ago.
It was a week ago Thursday.
It's not. But I didn't realize
his head moves.
Wait, oh, your dinosaur. Hold on. This is definitely a YouTube.
I thought he was talking
experience.
About Charlie.
Yes.
Look, his head moves.
But how? And I said, Charlie, because when I told Charlie, I said, Charlie, Mike wants to be the voice of the Golf Business Podcast. He said, Oscar, Mike already is the voice of the Golf Business Podcast.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Mike.
I don't remember everything I've done.
What about this one? Do you remember this song? I thought you would remember this one. Because it sounded like ELO when they did it.
This song I like. Is this the Moody Blues?
Yes,
long time.
Yeah, Gemini Dream. Yeah, great one.
Yeah. WABA, how you doing, everybody? Here's a little Southern Moody Blues, a modern song for Rob Spiewak going out to you. Oh, it's got another one, another bar. Yeah. Yesterday. That's typical Moody Blues. Screw me up.
Don't blame them.
Start the song on time.
The song has been the same for 30 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, this one going out to a little boy that's got a latchkey around his neck. He's Oscar Santana, just about to get on the subway.
Long time, no see.
Well, that's wonderful. Here I was thinking the opening.
We finally
of the show,
found
actually,
one that he likes.
I have some new work to do or something like that.
No, but you had work and you haven't.
Yes.
Well, I mean that was a Podcast Village job.
Yes.
Yeah.
You understand what that kind of job?
Yeah,
is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a Podcast Village job is not like other jobs.
It's not cash.
Other
money
jobs
up front
would be
job.
Narrating a documentary.
You know? Yes.
And by the way, somebody, what's this one?
This is called The Voice. I think you'll remember this one too.
There are two conversations being had.
I'm just providing background
all
music.
He likes the Moody Blues. So he's on his Moody Blues kick right now because it's an opportunity for him to play a band he saw in live.
He's seen
many times.
What is this?
You'll recognize what this is. They like putting the orchestral stuff up front, but the single starts about here.
I always picture some like soap commercial with a guy with a girl with long hair riding on a white horse.
Synthesizer.
Yes.
Synthesizer.
It was the era. All right, I'll
Where
stop.
Are they from? Where are the Moody Blues from?
They're from Maine.
No, it's Chuck and Barb.
Chuck and Barb from Leesburg.
Has Barb gotten over the big win for the Nationals yet? I don't think so.
I think there's hot boozy breath in Leesburg tonight.
Yeah. So are they a British band?
They are. They are a British band. Sure. They were technically a British invasion band that reinvented themselves, but I'm...
Okay, can we get back to, you know, the
Yeah, please. Let's get back
work.
To talking about voiceover work.
Voiceover work. A voiceover work. Yeah, but yeah, the non-interesting voiceover work.
No.
I know. You took a tone with that. You
no,
took
I
a
did.
Tone
I took no
that.
Tone. You inferred
yeah,
a tone.
Yeah, let's get back to the boring voiceover.
I never
Is
said that.
Is there any
that.
Work for me at
Mike,
all?
Mike, no, but you wanted
really.
To be the voice. I didn't know if you had tips for this that young man we just played earlier.
Yeah,
but.
I would say make it a little less announcery.
Okay.
I'd like to conversational. I'd like to have him go back. Okay. I'd like to have him go back into the studio and be less announcery.
Okay.
I'd get more gigs if I wasn't such a, you know, hand up to the ear. Mm-hmm. And now, please, welcome to I feel here.
You see, that's
you know?
A lost art, what you do. And that's what right. I love. I mean, you don't hear that
anymore.
This
isn't radio days either. He's not doing that.
No, but if you want to, like, what I don't need is some.
It's a terrible recording. Where did I do the recording?
I believe we brought it up on the line.
But no, I think it's just the fidelity coming through what we have. That's not
all
the
right. So
the
it sounds good
yeah,
down
sounds,
there?
It sounds yeah. good. Sounds
at,
good, yeah.
At your thing? Okay, but that's good.
What
that's
I
good.
Don't need, when you talk about how announcers are now, I don't need an ambivalent-sounding lady announcing the Oscars. I want a big voice announcing
May
the Oscars.
May I make an appeal since we're on this subject?
We're here. 2020. We're here, baby.
I went through 2019 without doing a narration of any kind.
Yeah, but that and was by I'm, choice.
And it's not I, over I'm yet. There's
what
still-
do you mean it was by choice? It was not by choice. I didn't get any offers. I didn't get any offers for narrations in 2019.
Let me check.
None.
Let me. I
might have done
I have
one
to really
thing.
Think about this.
I did spots. I did some spots, but I didn't do any.
And there's two. There's 2 weeks left in the year.
Will you stop? Will you stop, please? Unlike you, I am serious sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. I want to be. It's not all puppy dog tales. I'm trying to get a gig. I want to do narrations for people in 2020. I want to do like another space narration. I want to do another hurricane narration. I love doing narration.
Natural
I
disasters.
I love doing that.
Yes.
Yes. And I've always wanted, I've never gotten my entire career, I'd like to do a jewelry commercial.
Ooh. You know,
how would it go?
Every kiss begins with K.
Good. And did we talk about here on the show that the every kiss begins with K is the...
How many voiceover projects have we done that you guys have helped me with that have amounted to absolutely nothing? And by the way, good news for the show in 2020. Mm-hmm. I am in contact with a talent booker for the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, I think you can look to getting some,
that would be fantastic.
Some fun guests on the show, a guy that is interested in doing the same thing that Drab never did for us. So,
oh, yes.
Oh, great.
I'm looking forward to seeing if we can... get that moving, and we'll see how that works. Very,
what,
very excited.
What as far as voiceovers for us or for podcast?
No, I'd like
Village?
To do. I would like to do any voiceover work that can supplement my meager income.
I got it.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to.
So,
but the most fun are real narrations. Those are fun for me.
Well, I got to actually work with you on the space one, the Cosmos one, and that was
a lot of moving parts.
That was a lot.
Certainly don't want him to have as many moving parts as that one did.
But that was I have to admit, when all was said and done, and we got that put to video, and they sent us the DVDs. That was impressive. That was really cool to be a part of. Mm-hmm. So you would probably want to do something like that again.
So you're open to, just to clarify, you are open to working on like a feature presentations or documentaries, but that are not too complicated.
No, I'll do anything. I like doing voiceover work. I had a business between radio jobs as a production studio.
Hit Factory.
Where that's all I did.
What
no,
was it was
Chesapeake. It was Chesapeake Recording.
Why did I think it was a Hit Factory?
Because it was not the Hit Factory.
What the fuck
is the Hit Factory? Anyway,
I think it's another production studio.
It was called Gold Star Studios in Los Angeles.
No,
oh my God.
The people that sing.
Oh my God,
the
Michael's
sing.
Dinosaur, the demon dinosaur has come in. Oh no. Oh no. Head upside down. No, it's just work I enjoy. And since I realized in 2019 I didn't talk about it. We had a voiceover website that never amounted
it's
to much
there.
Of anything. And it's non-existent, though, in the minds of people. People don't know what it is. Do you know where it is?
MikeVO.com.
MikeVO.com.
MikeVO.com. MikeVO.com. Zip. Zero. Literally zero. So that's my fault for not following
no,
up on
no,
that.
No, we ran a nice flight of
promos.
Of promos. And
yeah, but nothing came of it is my point. That's the point I'm trying
Mike,
to make.
Mike, it's uncharted territory for us. Like, we are very good at this right here. And the land of VO work, I really don't know. I thought a website would have helped you.
I think in the land of VO work, mm-hmm. what has happened now is that these websites have resulted in so many people being able to audition. And the landscape now is young guys that sound disinterested, that the real announcers aren't just that used anymore. It's just not, it's not done. If you look at the guy, the best example would be Big Telephone. You look at the Sprint guy.
Mm.
He's an absolute nerd monster. He's just, there's not. If you look at the Fidelity Investment, the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
He literally has a lisp.
Yep. Mm.
He is like, well, that's because you're not planning your future that way. And I'm like going, okay, they don't care. It's more.
One of Carrie's best friends from high school is married to a guy named Tony Hoylan, and he's the voice of Thomas's English Muffins. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the first guys who was like, you know, Thomas's English Muffins. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And now they say, oh, can you do a Tony Hoylan read?
Oh, wow.
So he is being undercut on a lot of spots because people are imitating his style.
All right. Here's the idea then. Okay. Because I don't think I'm going to get those. Here's the thing. Gilbert Gottfried does greetings, right?
Yeah. Cameo.com.
Oh, we can sign Gottfried up for that in a heartbeat.
Greetings. Yeah.
Right. But I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Now, what I would like to do is, and I will propose this, and you come up with a price point. I don't want to make it expensive. I want to make it reasonable. Like, what would be a? I want to make it like 25.
We should talk about it offline. We can compare.
No, I don't want to.
All right,
it's not that important to me. $25 to $50. All right. What, $50?
I think so.
Nah, I think $50 is a ripoff. No, it's not. It's my time. Here's
your
the thing.
Time.
And not for what you're providing.
What do I charge roughly $500 to do a regular commercial for
right.
people? That's mm-hmm. I don't care if that's out there for people mm-hmm. to know, but I don't do it very often. For $50, that's one less zero. I will do a 60-second commercial, and all you have to submit to me is the facts about the person and, you know, for a loved one, you know?
Oh, so this not so portion, much like a commercial, a but like almost like a shout-out or a tribute. Message.
No, it would be a formal commercial that I would record and send to them in an MP3, in an email. And it would be like, let me tell you about Dirk Vastrick. Dirk was born in 1925, and
they have to write the copy.
All right, yeah, you're right. They write the copy. So if you want a commercial done, I will voice your commercial for whatever loved one you have, and I'll do it. Now, this is now remember, I'm saying this right now.
50 a page, double-spaced.
It's content. And tell me when I've done the 10th one.
Yes.
Tell me that I said it, that it was my idea.
A pony, right? Mark this and put this into the soundboard.
Yeah. Why are you shaking
because
your head?
Because we've worked together long enough at this moment where I feel like I'm going to get a ring-a-ding-ding at 3 p.m. Say, hey, that personal greeting thing, kill it.
It's not a personal greeting. That's this is the way your brain works. You lock on to something. It's not a Gilbert Gottfried. I will record that you
have.
How is this different?
The listener has to write a commercial.
That's what they have to do for Cameo.
What do you mean Cameo?
Same thing for Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, but I don't think Cameo accepts copy. I think they just...
They get some parameters.
Details. Yeah.
And then you hit it. It literally is the same. I would rather put you on Cameo and then you just knock them out.
Yeah, because Cameo has already got the infrastructure in place.
Otherwise, we're running around.
Cameo's hack.
Okay, I agree it's hack. I think you're better than Cameo.
That's what I think. So that's why I want to do commercials. So what if I have to press a couple of extra buttons?
I'm good with that. I'm just saying... What I said earlier, that I feel like at 3, maybe 3:15, maybe 3:30.
Maybe 3:30 would be between a show.
The greetings. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That just
do you think that
waters down my brand. I don't want to do it.
Do you think this is a terrible idea?
I think the idea of you doing this personal greeting is something that is very special.
Not a personal greeting. Commercials for people.
You can call it what you wish.
I am calling it a commercial for people.
It's a personal greeting.
No, it's not.
Because the commercial
I'd like to say hi to Pete. Pete's a good guy. That's not what I'm effing doing.
But I'm doing this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sam. Sam Johnson is a blah, 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 blah. That's what
We sell those spots to...
Oh, we're not going to put it on the air. It's not on the air.
Right, but the commercial implies that you're
afford to put it on the air. We can't
selling a product. You're not really selling, so it is a greeting more than a commercial.
Because you're greeting somebody, but for the person.
In the style of a commercial, in the guise of a commercial.
And if you're up for Mike, who am I to say, this is your show. Like, we'll support you any way you want.
Look,
I think that we're always thinking out of the box and we're thinking creatively.
Yeah.
And you know, I
what about a finger puppet show for $150?
See, now he's just being
all right, now,
silly.
Now you're gone.
What do you mean? What, how, so,
how about this, Mike?
No, now,
you
now
just
you're gone.
Did
now
play with the dinosaur, which was entertaining.
I'm playing with the dinosaur, and because I'm nervously fingering the dinosaur.
Because
I'm really thinking about, you know, that I'd love to do.
So let's.
I look back at my year and I go, what's the only thing that was different? The thing that was different is I didn't do any significant freelance.
Let's
work.
Up your price.
Now you can say I'm not Dude Walker. Where I have a big time agent that goes and looks for me for that stuff, because that's what he does for that's his job.
Dude,
my job is doing this. But at the same time, there's usually one or two that comes my way. Our friend Mr. Schmidt, Tom Schmidt,
yes, nice
sent
guy.
Us a little greeting, and we did a big project for him. And I like to do one or two a year. They're fun to do, and I didn't do it in 2019.
If we were to up your rate from 50 to 60, then it's $1 a second. And that way they can go longer or shorter.
Do you think by saying this on the air, you just helped my cause? You are as not into this as your brother is.
No, I'm more into it than way into it.
No, you don't break it down to that. You're making it sound expensive.
No, because this way it's customizable. It could be less than that then. Like it could be something shorter.
I'm not going to charge by the second. I'm not going to charge by the...
That could be your gimmick.
You're not being serious. You're both doing shtick.
No. I believe... A greater presentation deserves higher dollars.
If both of you were to analyze the meaning, the deep meaning behind this little spiel, you might not be so, let's say, lighthearted about it. I need more money.
No, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
I'm trying any way that I can. Anyway.
I get you.
You know what? That narration, the hurricane narration, which comes to mind, came at a great time for me. Mm-hmm. Never had that weekend. You know what I mean? Never had that way. So that's all. I'd really like to, do something. If it was and no job is too small. That's the way I look at that. No job. If Gilbert Gottfried can do little, is that a cameo? Is that what he does? Cameo.
And I would be.
There's big celebrities on cameo.
Mike, I would say
I'm taking you out of this discussion a minute. Can I ask you this? Let me talk to my business manager. Okay?
All right. Remember, you were hating him just a minute ago.
No, but he's concerned about dollars and cents.
All right.
And putting them into my account, something you've never even burdened yourself with. So let me talk to him
for a moment, okay?
Please. And by the way, and thank you for the fruitcakes. So getting back to this.
Not at all.
All right. The cameo, please to explain with it, because I have no idea.
Okay.
What it is.
So this is the way I look at it for your idea. It's make or build, right? It's make or buy. So you can either buy into the cameo process and put yourself on there, and you can figure out what you want to charge. You set the price, I don't think anybody. I don't want the depressing data coming back for no one wanting my greeting. And to see a report every month coming
you
to
might
me
be
saying,
surprised.
Saying
people
zero.
People love you. People love him. People love you.
But people like him. Yeah, they don't love that. I'm not a celebrity in the vein that you are.
Do people like Oscar and Rob?
Old Steady says hello. Yes. That's a yes. I'll take
well,
his word
I think
for
that
him.
What would happen if we were to try to keep neck and neck with Mike, we'd have to adjust our price point.
It would be very sad.
It would
be very sad.
But it's starting at zero. You know what? They can't take it away.
Yes. And if you're
on Cameo, what do I do? If I get a Cameo request, how does that work?
So you will get a request, and then it'll have the parameters, and then you film it on your iPhone, and then it sends it right out.
Via Cameo.
Through the Cameo
app. How much
app.
Does Gilbert Gottfried get when he does one of those?
It seems to me it was 200. I can check.
I'll do it.
Yeah, please check.
I mean, there's a lot of them. There are those that are like $5 and $10 for like YouTube influencers.
And then there's some lazy ones. I judge the cameo on the enthusiasm given by the artist or actress or actor.
You ruined a woman for me on Cameo. Yes.
Let me ask you. Well, really? Did he send it?
Jennifer
happened?
Love Hewitt had the laziest cameos known to man. She's doing it in the back of a cab.
And she's saying,
did she do one for you?
No. But I did watch some of her samples. And she said, and also, she's not as young as she used to be. And one of her cameos was, I'm really sorry that I'm kind of sick, but happy birthday, Jonah. And I'm like, eh!
And if I'm not mistaken, it's time sensitive, so it's going to be on their time because they will expire if you don't come through. All right, Mike, with the cameos.
What is one thing we can all agree on? How much would I put into those if I did?
Oh, them? You would do great.
Oh, you would be you'd be a monster. I think you'd be great.
I would take them all, and I would put care, Mike. Here are the current
costs that are listed at Cameo right now. Gilbert Gottfried, $150 with a guaranteed 2-day delivery.
All right, I watched one of his sent to me or sent to Trip. I think Trip had him do a cameo, and it was really kind of, he was reading it, and it was kind of so-so.
Chris Hansen, $50.
Chris Hansen, the To Catch a Predator guy?
Yeah, the
guy.
Oh,
I'm out.
With his sullied career.
Nope, that's it. Thank you. End of discussion. Out. Won't do it.
Really?
No, now I know what it is. I have a job. Thank you very much.
Mike,
that's horrible.
You can get Santa Claus for $60.
Can you get a sample of Santa Claus?
I'll bring him up. Hold on.
All right, let's hear what this guy has
maybe, to say.
This is the discussion that won't end.
This is fascinating.
This is, isn't it?
This is the guy doing Santa Claus, because I do a pretty formidable Santa Claus.
This guy looks like him, though. So he has the outfit.
So it's a fat guy with a white beard.
Yeah, so this is for Ariel and Colton. If she chooses to play, give me
Ariel
one moment.
Ariel and Colton.
Hello, Ariel and Colton. It's me, Santa.
Suck ass.
The fidelity
horrible,
is
fat,
terrible.
Lazy, yellowing beard
is
from
he
where
on
he
the
stuffs
can?
Himself.
No, he's in front of a fake mantle.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Hello, Colton.
God, so lame.
Hi, Colton. I have a sign in my yard.
Wow.
Are those cookies?
Well, that's a $60 value right there.
$60 for that douche that gets on there and does that? That's
you have
not
a Santa
fair.
Suit?
I do somewhere. I got a Santa suit from when I own the restaurant.
Santa, this guy.
Did you?
Is
wear
he? It? Hey, is it? But no, I bet I can't. Is he a real Santa? Like every, you know. By the way, welcome to the boomers.
Yeah,
that are all guys with fat white beards.
Yeah.
All of them.
He's a pro Santa. He's a pro Santa.
Yeah, he's
what
a pro
makes
Santa.
Him a pro?
Yeah.
The real
he
beard.
He has a real beard.
And by the way, speaking of that, I'm seeing a trend with mall Santas where they're using mustache wax and giving themselves a curl on their mustache.
It's a hipster. Boo.
Stay away from that. I hate that.
I agree. It's like you're going to you're going to the beach the next day. You know,
yes.
Redman
the rapper is $125.
Redman is a star.
Yeah. Hmm?
How much is he?
$125. Mike, $125 will also get you Tom Arnold. $100 will get you Johnny Damon.
Ooh.
And $150 will get you, and you may want to act on this one fast, Ruth Buzzy.
The dollars.
I might be. You
add
might have.
Up.
Well, hey, we're out of time for the opening segment of the show. Congratulations to both Rob and Oscar for successfully talking me out of my latest idea. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas, Langston residents.
Hi, I. Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy! How's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you
get...
Oh!
Ted.
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out, just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but she shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and... Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Hey, neighbor!
Ted!
Ted.
What the hell are you doing on my roof?
What's Ted doing on your roof? Ta-da! I had some extra lights in the garage, and since you didn't put up any yourself, I thought, what the heck? Why not spread a little Christmas cheer around the neighborhood?
Oh, gee, Ted, how thoughtful.
Hey, sorry you missed the karate class today, but don't worry, I got it all on video for you.
What would I do without you? Did you tell Ted that he could put lights up in our house?
Howard, do you have any idea what time it is?
I know. You should have seen the traffic. And on top of that, I got a speeding ticket.
Don't explain it to me. It wasn't my karate class you missed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Ted. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Ted.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ted,
what do you think of my roof?
Like everything best. Is so bad about that. I mean, how do you
it's
make...
the worst movie, one of the worst movies of all time.
How do you make Phil Hartman not great?
I know.
Right?
I know. Just horrible. Jingle you'll, all the way, right?
Yeah, that's you'll be movie? You'll be hearing from Arnold later on in today's show, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Ted.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us. Happy Tuesday, everybody. From North Pole, Alaska, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Noel, Missouri, Christmas Cove, Maine, Santa Claus, Indiana, Rudolph, Wisconsin, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Lightstream.
Yes.
The holiday season, this holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You could save thousands in interest. Plus, there are absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, or how about origination? Thank you very much, Mike. No transaction fees, no Mike can't read fees, and the application is so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love Lightstream, and I know you will too. Just ask, just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/DMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Wait.
Ted, read the spot, Ted.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Well, we're getting something done today, aren't we?
Hi, this is Ruth Buzzy. Merry Christmas.
Wow. If that was not a way of saying enough, okay. Desperation. Thy name is Cameo? Is that what the
Cameo.com, yes.
Good God. Welcome to the show, Whoa, Whoa. Mary Krimble, Gary Krimble. We're very, very happy as we get closer and closer. For some particular reason, I think with the lateness of the holiday Thanksgiving and also with our live show being a little later as well,
yes. Mm-hmm.
It just feels very compressed. And I feel like I am way, way, way behind the curve.
Oh, I agree.
As far as getting things done.
I don't even have my tree up. I don't have my tree up yet.
I don't have one up because I'm selling a house, and I got I got people coming to look at it again.
Is that the reason, or is it because you just don't like Jesus?
Oh no, I love Jesus.
Attaboy.
Jesus is.
It was
just
a trick question, Oscar.
I actually hadn't thought about that. You don't put you wouldn't put holiday ornaments on if you have people checking out your house or trying to sell a house.
That's true. You could throw them off. Oh, maybe they have different faith. Than
I just
you.
Had a horrible moment with the Doobie Brothers.
What
does that song mean that they don't like Jesus? Because Just All Right. How do you like Jesus? He's just all right.
Well, I mean, it could be taken in
Jesus
several ways.
Is just all
maybe
right
they're just
with
not
me.
Into religion.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's horrible. I
because
always
if you're Jewish
Jesus
or
right.
Christian, you'd be into Jesus.
Let me take a quick dive. I'll find out because I want to know if Mike
right?
McDonald likes Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of them.
By the way, I'd love to see them when they come around. They're touring with Michael McDonald. I'd like to see that. Jesus is just all right with me. One of my favorites. Hey, should we do the mailbag now? Because we won't get to it if we don't. And we've got a thick one. So I think it's
a really
we do. Good idea.
And I think
to
you're going
to
like this one today.
This is now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Not about us, about you, ladies and gentlemen. It is the TMOS mailbag. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's
give
not
me a second.
You.
I was
yeah,
looking
we're going
at
moody blues for a second. You know you got
it's
in
not,
his wheelhouse.
It's not about you.
You tricked me. You tricked me.
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Thank you very much.
I was trying to find out about the
it's
Doobies
Christmas,
and your curveball.
Don't worry about it. So anyway, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How am I doing this week? With the,
I think you're doing
fantastic.
Right,
Tuesday's
hey
a
guys,
great day.
Thank you for the cameo read.
Yes.
Thank you. Happy holidays. I have been meaning to tell you that my husband Ken and I love your fruitcake. I was diagnosed with diabetes, the beatus.
Yes.
About three. Well, let me get a visual aid.
Okay.
Here. My Wilford Brimley picture is not here, so I was
oh, darn.
Show,
packed it away
show
already.
That, but I still have him.
Yeah,
dinosaur.
Anyway,
yeah.
I was diagnosed with the beatus about 3 years ago. So last year, I was afraid to try your fruitcake, but we ordered it because we were curious about how good it could possibly be. Interesting fact about diabetes. I have learned from my nutritionist that if you eat enough protein with your carbs, it processes it better. Mm. So last year I tested myself after each time I ate your fruitcake. I got low blood sugar readings, so I believe your high amounts of nuts, the protein in your fruitcake, does actually work to help offset the carbs.
This claim is given by a listener in the mailbag and not necessarily a medical fact.
This is I'm sure this is fact.
Just like Cardi B's boyfriend, Offset.
Yeah, eat up.
We ordered 2 fruitcakes this year, so keep doing the great job with the baking. Love, Patty Crowley. Patty Crowley.
Patty Crowley.
Patty Crowley.
Hey, Patty Crowley.
Patty Crowley.
Thank you. Next letter. Mike, your longing for the old days when players didn't celebrate is pure, hey, you kids, get off my lawn talk.
Ooh, boomer. Oh, snap.
The reason the NFL is huge is because of the excitement and entertainment that is in football now. If a bunch of YA Tittles were playing today, football would be like baseball, losing fans each year, and the average age of viewers would be 55. There's a reason baseball has slipped to number 3 behind football and basketball in popularity. Thanks for the funny. Oh, and then a thank you for my funny. Jim, bite me. Jim Moore of Olney.
Jim?
What a nab.
I concur.
You know, how about professionalism? Mike? What about that? What do you say to a team that's like 2-11 and they have a big dance after they celebrate a touchdown? What does that tell you? It tells me that they don't have any perspective on anything. There are fans out there that you're ruining their year because you didn't have the heart to provide them with a winning season, but you're still doing your self-aggrandizing little dance? Hey, Jim, there's more to life in sports than just entertainment. You know, if a touchdown and a win and the big W ain't enough for you, let me just say, maybe you shouldn't be a sports fan at all.
I think the world of sports could use a little more YA Tittle, or as Sonny Jurgensen used to call him, Yat. Now, Mike, Jesus Is Just All Right is a gospel song.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, all right.
Written by Arthur Reed Reynolds and first recorded by Reynolds' own group, the Art Reynolds Singers, in 1966. The song's title makes use of the American slang term all right, which in the 60s was used to describe something that was cool or very good.
All
yes,
right.
But unfortunately, if you modernize that up to the American Idol time, Randy Jackson used that as his almost universal diss of talent.
You're right.
They would come to Randy and say, Randy, what did you think? It was just all right for me.
Yeah, but you know what?
Remember that?
That's, you got to put it in context, man.
Is that modern enough for you, Jim Moore? Is that modern? Ooh. Am I hip enough for you, Jim Moore, you douche?
Shut up, Nad, Jim Moore.
No, Jim, I love you. Thanks for writing in. Appreciate it.
That was a good switch.
Thanks so much. Yeah, took a lot of letter writing. Hey, guys, about 2 months ago, I posted a list of a few characters and impressions that Mike does on the TMOS Fan Club Facebook page. I asked if the fan club members could help. They listed quite a few, and I finally compiled the list of names the members provided. The list is quite impressive. I'm sure there are more, which he does, but here are 97 for starters.
Wow.
I've always enjoyed 97 voices?
I do more than 97 voices.
Oh, my God.
I've always enjoyed and been very impressed with his abilities in this area. All right, here we go. Morgan Freeman.
Freedom.
Morgan and also, Freeman, Mike, Tom, I want you to know, I did not
should
correct.
Should be able to read the names of the voices. That I
didn't
do
correct well. Any of the spellings of the names that the guy sent in because I thought you might find some of them entertaining.
Morgan Freeman, Tom Brokaw, Larry King, John Lithgow. Here we go. Tom Bergeron, Robert De Niro, Jack Kencook, Donald Trump, Louis Black, Bill O'Reilly, Marion Barry, Warner Klemper, Colonel Klink from Hogan's Heroes, James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano, James Casale, Fredo Corleone,
yes.
Ray Romano, Brad Garrett, James Garner, Harry Morgan, Larry Flint, Sam Elliott, Mike Tyson, Walter Matthau, Darren McGavin, Beau Bridges, Jeff Bridges, Orson Welles, Lionel Barrymore, Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life, Leon Askin, General Burkhalter from Hogan's Heroes, Howard Kane, Major Hochstetter from Hogan's
Mike,
Heroes.
You know, do your Howard Kane impression.
Ah, where are you going, Hogan? Yes, honey. Clink, I have to be in Brussels in the morning.
Yes, I hear you, General Bullcarter.
She had a sandwich in the car.
Tony Bennett.
Hey, thank you very much. What a great group. I'm going to pray and hug myself right now. Thank you, baby. I left my heart.
Actually, you'd have to do the older Tony Bennett now.
I left my heart.
Yeah, a little reedier.
In San Francisco.
Jack Cassidy.
Bing Crosby. Hi, my name's Bing. Bing. Come, they tell. Yeah, it's a lovely thing.
Yeah,
lovely thing.
I like the modern music. Some of it really fine.
Really, really fine. Gary, get me a hot coffee. There you go. Just so I can throw it in your kiss. Bingo. Bing Crosby ice cream.
Banana.
Bob Barker, Larry Hagman, Arnold Schwarzenegger. By the way, Jingle All the Way features Arnold before he had made the real progress with English.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to hear a borderline broken English performance, it's like, Pat, where are you? Get off my lawn.
Put there the cookie down.
That's right, Pat.
Is it Rod Roddy? Is that the announcer?
Yeah, Rod Roddy's the booth announcer for The Price is
as
Right.
As a listener, and even if I'm being honest here, I still love it when you do it with the music.
Rod Roddy?
Yeah.
You mean the announcer for The Price?
Yeah, it's still...
It's a new Corvette! Thank you. Jerry Seinfeld, Jeff Goldblum, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, Simon Cowell, Dirk Bastrick.
Funny.
Dirk took a picture in his holiday suit.
I saw it.
Which is probably the most disturbing photo.
Could you describe it as Jeff Goldblum, please?
What he did, Oscar... you're gonna find this interesting. He took a selfie. He took a selfie and stared at the camera, looking down with the light in his face. And I'm sorry, it might have screamed holiday to Dirk, but I think to the Facebook community, hear me out here. It screamed predator.
Yeah,
predator. Thank you.
And what do they say in the Thornton Mellon commercial? Miles and miles of fabric.
We have miles and miles of fabric. Jim Amato, Jay Leno, Jim Amato.
Yeah.
Come on. Jay Leno, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Wayne Newton, William Devane, Brian Cox. Yeah. Boar on the floor. Mm.
Boar on the floor.
Jimmy Cerrito, Bob Hope,
Lucille Ball,
Doug Trek, Regis Philbin, Rob Spiewak, Scott Shannon, Michael McDonald, James Mason, Walter Cronkite, Pat Goss, Arch Campbell, Bono, Bill Hader, Chris Rock, Jack Diamond, Tom Kierine, Dennis Murphy, Timmy O'Bivenay, oh, God rest his lovely soul. G. Gordon Liddy, Alan Melvin, Sam the Butcher, or Metwin.
I know this guy is probably losing interest at this point.
Hey, it's me, Alan Metwin.
Matthew McConaughey, Chris Hansen. Here are the characterizations. These are characters.
Characters.
Jeff Spicoli, Billy Sikorsky. That's Baltimore Billy.
Yeah.
Jennifer Wisniewski, Name Barry. That's just a very challenged character.
Yes.
Internet Tommy, Salad Fingers, Metro Conductor, Bane, Sex Boy, Charlie Stewang, Stabby Like, Donald Duck Sneeze. Oh, I did that on the Monday show.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Remember 23 hours ago.
Mr. Burns, Krusty the Clown, Homer Simpson, Troy McClure, California Chrome. What is California Chrome?
That was the
Chrome
horse. The horse that won the Derby. And you made him very California-like.
Hello there. I'm running. Yo, dude. Running for that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Olympic Flame. Hi there.
Yeah, it was very much like Dr. James Capers.
Well, I love to burn brightly during Olympic time. I'm the Olympic Flame, honey. Yes, siree. Look at that javelin fly, honey. Right beneath me. The Olympic Flame. Aunt Regina, and as a tribute, you know, with family. Oh, Aunt Regina, who would we would ask her, how's the beef, Digga?
Yeah.
And she would say, oh, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Angry Scotsman, Nan and Nan Committal, Diaper Genie. I don't remember that.
This goes back to when Michael was little and you had the Diaper Genie, which was a way to dispose of diapers and keep them from smelling.
I remember the Diaper Genie.
Robin Williams, Aladdin Genie.
Yeah, I think you were doing Robin Williams for the Diaper Genie, if memory serves, but this is some time ago.
The Leesburg Voucher. Winston Churchill's pinky. We will fight them on the beach. We will fight them in the air. And we will never surrender. Thank you. Yes, there we are. Maurice, the sportscaster and Hop Sing.
Yes.
The list is short by 104.
Damn.
Wow.
Just to say, and I welcome anyone else that wants to add to that.
It's a living document, Mike.
Yes, it's a living document. Thank you. Next letter says, Hi, Mike, Oscar, Rob, Pony, Maddie, and Associates. This is the last one, right, Rob? Is this the last one?
Yeah, you skipped one.
Skipped one.
All right, hold on.
It was under Hop Sing.
Okay, hold on.
There we go.
Hold on a second.
Readjusting.
It's not a crime if you skip it, but it was there.
Right. Well, you wrote it. He reads it.
Hey, guys. I remember hearing you talk about Mike celebrating his 60th Christmas.
Oh.
You need to stop this because you are wrong. Because Mike was born in June, he celebrated his first Christmas before he was a year old. So Mike will be celebrating his 61st Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Ryan Armitage, Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks, Ryan.
61.
Thank you.
More like 60 wonderful.
Isn't 61 Christmas Christmases.
Beautiful, Papa.
Yes.
I've had 61 wonderful? Of them.
Yeah, thanks. At Mike's first Christmas, there were no lights on the tree, just candles.
Like Ryan, I'm looking at you. For. Ryan, I hope you're watching this on video, because it's Mike. And I want to tell you, thanks for sweating those details. Really appreciate it, Ryan. Mm. You must be like a real math whiz. Thank you again.
Whiz.
Ryan. Thank you. Anyway, hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, Associates. I wanted to write a quick note to thank you for putting on the world's greatest podcast daily. I have become the primary caretaker for my father, who is bedridden. This includes, you and Carla have something in common. This includes every task you can imagine, and it's incredibly difficult to keep a positive outlook on life. I'm just kidding, but I get it. Your show is a refuge where I can laugh and be reminded that there are good things in life. Please keep at it for at least the next 40 years. That would be a challenge.
Yes.
I'll tell people that you are my family I've never met. That's what I tell people. And it certainly rings true now more than ever. Bless you all and keep it up, Alex Miller. Well, bless you right back, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. My father was a television and radio journalist, and I'm sure he would love to hear Tom Brokaw talk about anything he wishes. Let me just say, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, celebrating Alex Miller, caretaker for his father, and a big shout out to Carl O'Mara, caretaker for Michael O'Mara. Not the boy, the old man. That's right. Michael, an elderly father who made arrangements that when his son got out of diapers, he'd be slipping into them. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. We can go to break now, Rob Spiewak. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on the Michael O'Mara Show.
This is Christmas time, and all the kinder are getting around the trees and stuff and things and getting the presents. I'd like to take this opportunity to say happy holidays to all the children and the parents and all the people that get so angry trying to find the parking spots and stuff at the malls and all the good stuff that goes along with that, and remind everyone that I'm in a movie that is centered around the Christmas holiday called Jingle All the Way, and it's about the Turbo Man doll and lots of the fun that I do with the Sinbad and things. Happy holidays from me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Out of all the reindeers,
you know you're the mastermind. This is a funny time of year. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. Tis the season to get cozy and snuggle up in your home. Your furniture should suit your needs,
yes,
but also feel uniquely you.
You.
That's where Joybird comes in. With over 50 fabric and leather options, 3 shades of wood, and over 250 unique silhouettes, do the math, Joybird's got a lot to choose from. The days of settling are over for you. With Joybird, your personal one-of-a-kind style can match your furniture. Joybird offers a range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free fabric swatch kits are available to let you see and touch all the fabrics. And free personal design consultants will help you go from inspiration to creation. Quality handcrafted furniture and a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we thank you. We got to do a quick one here, correcto?
We're
Am I
okay.
right about that?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, God. We were later than I thought. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely.
So. Let me see. All right. What did I want to talk about? Let me see. I wrote it down. I know I wrote it down.
Yes.
Long list.
This is like, let's tease your daughter, and then we will come back.
All right.
And we will at late, because we've been trying to get this. So your daughter goes away to college.
Right.
Your daughter had a steady boyfriend in school.
For over
guy
a
you
year.
Talk about,
for over
Caleb,
a year.
Caleb, this guy you talk about, who's a very interesting chap. And apparently that, like so many high school romances, things went by the by when she went to college.
Yes, they broke up very shortly into college, like about two and a half weeks.
You've been mentioning this now that she's back home, that he may still be in the picture. Is that what it is?
Yeah. She says that, you know, through it all, they're still friends, but they're spending a lot of time together for friends. And I'll be perfectly honest, because he was the dumper in this situation, I'm not particularly pleased with him and the way he handled it.
Woo!
And but I did promise Julia when he came to our house for Thanksgiving dessert, I said, I will be pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I
we'll
was.
We'll find out if you were. Well, you said you were, but, you know, well, now that was.
But there's more to come.
There's some inside baseball here that if I was a parent, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, there's more to come.
Well, I have a boyfriend coming to my house, too. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Does Carla know about him?
Yes. We'll take a break. Come back. I have nothing to say to that. I'm trying, but I have nothing. This show is stacked. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Michael Mara Show.
The holidays are here. It's a special time filled with friends, family,
shopping, cooking, rapping,
stale TV specials, and
rigging up the lights.
It's enough to make you go stark raving mad, but there is help. Presenting
the TMOS Holiday Complaint Line.
Finally, a chance for you to bitch to your heart's content on the Mike O'Mara Show at 1-888-920-MORE.
We asked the listeners what they wanted, and we listened.
Call now and let her rip. 1-888-920-6673.
It is our holiday gift to you.
The TMOS Holiday Complaint Line. Because if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
¿Dónde está?
Tomorrow and the following show, we will have complaint calls for you to have.
Stacked.
Okay, yes. Very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. the holiday shopping season is here. And this year's gift can start next year's good habits with Quip. Quip is sure to put a smile on everyone's mouth because it's dental care they'll actually want to use every day. That's why Quip is the perfect, thoughtful, and practical gift with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and toothpaste all designed to make good habits simple. The Quip electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations and a timer with a 30-second pulse to guide your routine. And the Quip floss dispenser has pre-marked strings so you always use the right amount. Plus, Quip delivers brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills every 3 months. And I love the floss with the line on it.
So cool.
I just keep pulling it out until someone tells me to stop.
I know. Carla's all, hey, quit it. And you're like, I keep pulling.
Join over 3 million happy customers and check everyone off your gift list right now.
When?
Right now.
That's a great time to do
Thank
it,
you.
Oscar.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, if Carla doesn't come into the bathroom, she'll look and the floss is like in a big pattern down on the floor.
It looks like he's standing in an Easter basket.
She said, what are you doing? I'm like,
what?
I didn't have a mark on it.
Nameberry.
Just go to getquip.com/TMOS. To save on gift sets and to get your first refill free with a refill plan. I didn't think the spots would suffer.
No. I don't think they have.
That's your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS.
Mike, stop pulling the floss out.
It'll make you smile.
What a mess.
You never know where to stop.
I know.
Worst. So you, I've got my daughter coming in Friday morning this week, and you have, Julie's already home, and she's got a beau that broke up with her when she went to college.
Right.
How banged up was she about that? Did she care?
She did, because
it's your high school breakup.
Basically. Well, and also, you know, it was over a year invested into it, and what I didn't know, we found out about it on Sunday when we were driving her back to school.
Mm.
She knew about it on Saturday.
Mm.
So she had to internalize all those feelings for a day before we even knew.
And she was upset.
Very much so. I mean, no one likes to be told that it's over, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bad enough. A breakup under best situations is bad.
Well, and let's set the scene here. And I think anybody that had a high school relationship and moved to college, different colleges.
Yes.
This lore of meeting your high school sweetheart and getting married to them, when that happens, I think that's an outlier.
Well, we all expected it to be over, but I thought they would at least make it to say Thanksgiving.
And
break up in person.
As you said earlier, we always think that Caleb is out kicking his coverage. And she would be the dumper.
I would think that sure.
Not Caleb.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, not Caleb, her boyfriend. And look, this is not us beating up on like two kids. It's just, it's your daughter.
It's my daughter, so and your I daughter care very
much. It's interesting because we've all talked about things like that. When she told you, was there a lot of angst? Was there sadness?
There was sadness.
I mean,
was sad.
It a real bummer? I mean, was she, I know that my daughters have gone through romantic relationships where there have been different degrees, sometimes completely, whacked out.
Sure. I was bummed out when I saw that she was sad. I mean, okay. I really.
You're a father.
Yeah, that's what hurt me.
Where are we now?
They broke up with each other.
They broke up, and remember, and then, she asked if she could go and pick him up, or he asked if she could pick him up on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving at BWI Airport. And she was considering it, and I said no. So what happened, actually the resolution there, is she rode up with Caleb's mom. She didn't drive, but she did drive up there to meet him.
Oh, she still is in love with him.
Yeah, that's the thing. And he came over for Thanksgiving. I was pleasant. But here's the thing that is a real kick to the teeth. He's fine.
He's probably oblivious.
He's exactly fine. There was food for him to eat, and he came into my house, and he ate my food, like he has for the previous 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
I have come downstairs, and I just see his head looking into my pantry. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Mr. Schiller.
Does he look the same?
Yeah, he's the same.
No freshman 15?
No, he's a dancer. He can't put on a freshman 15.
So true.
So
he's thin as a rail.
Oh, yeah. He's
but he eats all the time?
All the time. That's another reason that I love him. So here's... The problem is the kick to the teeth is this. It is really a busy time of year and one that I look forward to all year leading to it. And it's great because for the first time in months, I've got the entire family in my house. Julia's home. Robert's home. Carrie's home. I'm home. The dog's home. And we're going to start decorating and get ready for Christmas. She sends me a text. Would it be okay if I went out with Caleb and his family on Christmas Eve for dinner? They want to go town and go downtown and get some pho. And...
Nothing says Christmas like that.
Well, I suppose it's fine for some people.
Like going to get
celebrating Christmas, but when your daughter asks you to go hang out with her boyfriend's ex-boyfriend's family after he dumped her.
So I don't reply to this text. It's a group text, myself, my wife, and my daughter.
Oh, this is
I do not
dreadful.
Reply, and so she finally comes downstairs and says, hey, you didn't reply to my text. Would it be okay if I spent Christmas Eve with Caleb's family? And I said, ask your mother. She said, and this is the best part, Mom said to ask you. And I said,
The brave parenting.
Bingo.
I said, go out, have a blast.
Oh, no, Rob.
She said, yeah, this is the same thing we did last Christmas Eve. And it was right at the tip of my tongue, and I stopped myself. But what I almost said was, oh, yes, last Christmas Eve when you were dating him.
Right.
But they're not dating. And so I don't know.
Where are they? Or are they still in LUV?
I think that as my mom might have implied.
Is your big day Christmas Day and not Christmas
Eve? Not Christmas Eve. But you know what?
Then that's fine.
It's still family day.
No, but I still want my family around me on Christmas Eve.
Come on, man. Right.
I still want that.
That's all he cares for.
But let me make it clear, when the holidays start, when the dates become fiancés and when the fiancés become parents, it's constant moving parts.
And my mom,
I haven't celebrated the day with my daughters in years because I have the broken home syndrome, but I've got both.
Mike,
thank you. You had to laugh at me, Oscar. You had to laugh at me.
But as my mom offered some wisdom, and she said, first of all, it's obvious that somehow Caleb still has a hex on her.
Spell.
Some sort
That's
of magical spell.
A positive spell. Way of looking at it.
Well, you know what? It's more positive than the way I was looking at it. So she actually dumbed it down a little bit. And then she said,
do you like Caleb's parents?
So then my mom said to me,
what your mom say?
She said, you got to realize that, you know, she's still your Julia, but she's 18. She's a grown up now.
She knew whatever she
wanted. And this is going to be the times when you're stepping away for other things that aren't family centric.
I think you made the right call.
And it's really,
I think you made the right call.
Well, disagree.
The rule
you
know, that
I have. Of course you disagree because you are the Mussolini of potential
I'm
parents.
Mussolini.
And he'll never be there. He'll never be there because God help me, I'll prevent him from reproducing. But I think the thing is that if I make it something unattainable or something I prevent, it's going to make it all the more desirable.
But you've already you haven't done that. You could play.
You want to talk or
you
what?
You could play Christmas Eve is family day. This family, you can play that card all day long.
But if
not
your
necessarily.
Day, if your day is Christmas morning,
yeah,
that's your day. That's fine.
Christmas day is when
my
folks come over on Christmas
not
day.
Not after he breaks up with her.
Now, granted, I'm not happy about it, but the strategy here is that if I make him the forbidden fruit, you can't go out with him.
Has one of you non-confrontational parents ever looked at her and said, why are you doing that?
Because that's bad news.
I thought you weren't going out with him. That's
valid. I asked her that.
You're perfectly right to do what you're doing. Say, go out. You asked her that. What did she say?
She said, we're still friends. I said, okay. Okay. Yeah. But he, right. And I said,
doesn't really matter if she's going out, wants to go out
with her
friends.
I told
friends.
Her, I said, buddy, broke your heart. Don't forget that. Yeah. Robert, wise did. Beyond his years, said, yeah. I don't know about Caleb coming around here. He's probably just going to leave again and make Julia sad.
Robert's like the, you know, Robert. Robert's the one like with the overalls on the front porch with the jug. I don't know about him coming around here no more.
No, but what he said after that is,
how you doing, Caleb? You the one that broke my sister's heart?
He said,
how about I put this saltpeter between your cheeks?
He said, right. He's just going to leave again and make her sad all over again. And you know what? That's pretty telling.
Why
pretty smart.
Don't you try to stop it?
Well, I
you
do.
You can't do it.
You can't.
He couldn't do it if she was 15, much less 18. Oscar, can't be done. I'm dealing with experience here.
Mm-hmm.
I got no control over my oldest, who's 24. I got no control. And that's a whole show that I could do,
right.
But I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
Okay? She's got a new bow.
Mm.
All right? She has a new bow.
Mm.
By the way, tomorrow the show will post.
I could say something right now, but I will not.
No.
I will give it to you off air.
Remember, Mike, tomorrow's show starts at 8 a.m., not 8 p.m.
Yeah, this is true. So I don't have to worry about
it. They
don't
have to worry about it.
No, you don't have to worry about it. You're good.
By the way, for all of you, I will text you.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, I was like, I can't.
This Grab your name. Smartphones, ladies
this is
and gentlemen.
Cliffhanger time.
I am texting you the name of the new bow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, my oldest is dating, and I hope you enjoy that. And, yeah, I think you made the right call. Yeah. I'll give you another one.
Oh, good.
I just got it finally. Yeah.
All right. Wait, hold on.
Right,
I'm sending you another one.
Please.
Trying to think if. Well, I probably was the same way.
So there we are.
We're younger.
We will take a break. And you know what? Tell Julia that they live their lives.
Oh, that's terrific. That's good news.
Yeah, that's good news. Oscar, read the next.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, that's. I'm being absolutely serious with that. So we will take a break and we will come back with news you may not need on this wonderful Tuesday before the holiday week and all that. Julia. Just keep your eyes open. That's what I say to my daughter. Keep your eyes
open. Keep your heads up, baby. You know, you are very loved. You can do better.
Yeah. To get her gifts?
Remains to be seen. Who knows? I don't know what friends do.
Here's some foe.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Here's some foe.
Yeah, nice noodles. Merry Christmas.
Christmas noodles.
We'll take a break. Christmas noodles? Foe? Christmas Eve? Anyway, we'll take a break and come right back. With Rob Spiewak and the other white guy.
That's right.
I could be just as good.
Hey, O'Reilly here.
Hey, it's Bill O'Reilly.
Listen, you know, it's come to my attention that a great gift for the holidays is the bonus show. And you get the bonus show subscription and you give it to somebody you like. Simple as that. You know, it's not confusing. No problem at all. Just get your bonus show, gift it to someone who might like TMOS and like their Uncensored Six show, you know, where they cuss and they talk about stupid stuff because they're not bright guys. Really, really. And they're not trustworthy, but it's okay. I go on the show to promote my different books, all right? Yeah, the latest one on Trump. You know what it is. All right. So get the bonus show, support TMOS and all the good works they do, although I'm not really aware they do any really good works. Ah, they make you laugh. All right. Well, you know, a trained pigeon can make you laugh. All right. O'Reilly out.
Thank you, and have a happy, safe holiday season. And remember, keep the Christ in Christmas.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Nuts.com as that TMOS signature fruitcake arrives on your doorstep and you take that first delicious bite. Make sure you savor the quality ingredients. We only use the very best, which is why the TMOS bakery only uses Nuts.com. All of our fruit and nuts come from Nuts.com. And why not? The quality is superior and it shows. Plus, the best prices, the best customer service, the best selection, and a really fun website. So, whether you need supplies for holiday baking, year-round snacking, look no further than Nuts.com. Mike will read spot again. Just visit Nuts.com online or call them at 800-558-6887. Nuts.com, simply the best since 1929. That's a long time. I can read.
Yes. News.
Mexican-American actor Chuy Bravo passed away this past weekend at the age of 63. There's no cause of death, but his family says he was rushed to the hospital the day before with intense stomach pain. Mm. Chuy was probably best known for being Chelsea Handler's sidekick on Chelsea Lately. She said, quote, "I love this nugget in a big way, and I took great pleasure in how many people loved him as much as I did and do." Back in 2012, Chuy admitted that he was a survivor of prostate cancer and was a recovering alcoholic. He was also born with dwarfism and stood 4'3". I remember him, a big part of her show. Mm-hmm. And she had a great time with him, and that's a shame. The Hallmark Channel has reversed its decision to stop running ads featuring married lesbians kissing. The ads are for the wedding planning website Zola, and after they started running, the conservative group 1 Million Moms started a petition to get Hallmark to ditch them. God, that's like a hate group. What?
Right.
Why are you spending all that time?
Yeah.
And just energy.
What is so bad for you? It's come on, live and let live.
It's nuts.
It is.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for the Hallmark Channel, it worked for a hot minute. On Friday, Hallmark announced it would pull the ads because they were, quote, distracting from the purpose of our network, which is to provide entertainment value. There's a weak-minded exec that pulled that crap out of their ass.
Well, it's a great outfit. Hallmark's a great outfit, Mike.
Yeah, really. Yeah, how's Lori Loughlin doing? But on Sunday night, Hallmark apologized and said they were going to reinstate them. They added that they would work with GLAAD to, quote, better represent LGBTQ community issues across our portfolio of brands. Oh, dumb management. Salon Magazine has a list of the best TV shows of the decade. I only got the top 10 here. We will go from 10 to 1.
All
number
right.
10, this is best of the decade, Atlanta. I never got into that
show. I never watched it.
I love it.
Yes, you love
Absolutely
it. It's supposed to be
love
spectacular.
It.
I'd like to go back
Super
and watch
smart.
The
New,
yeah, really
it.
Good show. Number 9, The Good Wife. I watched all of those. They were
that's
they
a good
were
show.
Fun. And I never watched this, and I know both of you did. The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
American Crime Story. Number 7, Justified. Never watched that one, but very popular.
Shannon watches it. That's pretty good. Nothing like I'm like, damn,
like
I want to get
you
into
like it.
You
like it, Ann Regina?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Number 6, Insecure on HBO. Anyone?
I have not watched Insecure.
I don't know.
No.
Number 5, Rectify. Sundance. Nope. Mm. Not me.
The
Sorry.
Deep cuts.
Salon.com.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Number 4, Better Call Saul.
Of course. Great.
That. Number 3, here it is again. Colburn's. I should have stayed with it. Fleabag on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fleabag's good.
Supposed to be fantastic. Number 2, The Americans on FX.
Fantastic.
It's
100%.
It's about Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak, not so much about Oscar.
and Mike, you think you'd get tired of this cat and mouse game with the spies and this Cold War.
Right.
But it just kept on churning out hits.
2013 to 2018, that show.
Long run.
Long time, man.
And number 1, The Leftovers. I think that's got Ann Dowd in it also.
I don't understand The Leftovers. Still to this day.
I didn't either. I never stayed with it. 2014 to 2017. All right, we've got a special celebrity for a special guy.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Rob Spiewak,
yes.
Luke Bryan.
Yay!
And his wife, Caroline.
Yes. Woo!
They are doing another 12 days of Pranksmas.
Oh, boom.
And it looks like anyone can be a victim, including Luke's mom, LeClaire. They did one on Friday that put a serious scare into her.
What's her name?
LeClaire.
Yeah,
it was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Shut up.
I'd love an LeClaire.
It starts. It stars Luke and his mom on a golf course, and suddenly a random woman, who could be a stalker, starts running at him, asking for a hug. He tells his mom, "That's that woman," and he takes off. But the woman catches up and tackles him. Luke's mom motions for security, and then she tosses her cigarette aside.
Oh, hey, LeClaire's mom, a smoker.
My God.
And jumps into the fray trying to save her boy. That's when Caroline comes out of nowhere and pretends to mix it up with the woman. When things finally settle down, Luke says, "Mama, 12 days of Pranksmas."
But she doesn't take it well. 12 days of Pranksmas, Mama! She falls, your cigarette!
She falls to the grass like she's going to pass out and says, "Don't you ever do that to me again."
Aww. Yeah.
So there's that.
But well, he's you know what? He's fun and talented and a good guy.
Who has the time?
And he's going to go snow skiing this Christmas.
There you go. Thank you. Here's a study that's not going to surprise anyone except boomers. Psychologists at Michigan State University just released the results of a study that found baby boomers are the most sensitive and self-centered generation. Quote, "Individuals who were born earlier than the century started off with higher levels of hypersensitivity or the type of narcissism where people are full of themselves as well as willfulness, which is the tendency to impose opinions on others." End quote. They are not open to criticism.
My
there we
God.
Go. Mm. Want to know where we are right now and why we're where we are? There it is. Someone on Reddit posted a photo of their crazy office bathroom policy. Now, here it goes. If they take longer than 10 minutes, someone goes in after them to do, this is gross, a smell check.
Oh, no.
The smell check is to make sure they were really doing their business, not just playing on their phone. The sign on the bathroom door says, "If in bathroom for more than 10 minutes, a smell check will be completed to ensure employee was not sitting on their phone. If it does not stink, employee's name will be reported to the office." What a lovely place to
but
work.
You know,
that,
that is really, that's
whose
finally
job is it to smell?
LeClaire yeah. Bryant found a job, and that's her job. She's the smeller.
She's the smeller.
And then she that's has a cigarette.
It, right. It's called the Bickle Rule. Anyway. All right, there is, I will never forget him back at that bathroom at JFK. Merry Christmas.
It must have had to do with his diet.
And now a little something something. There's Please. A 43-year-old guy. His name is Heitor Chiave in northern Brazil. And his 60-year-old mother, Maria, recently failed her driving test 3 times. So last week, Heitor dressed up as his mom and took her driving test for her. He actually pulled off the wig, makeup, painted nails, floral print blouse, and skirt pretty well. Did a nice job with that. Well enough that he was able to fool the staff into letting him take the test. But his scam got blown up by the driving instructor in the car with him when she realized the person driving didn't look anything like the picture on the ID.
Oh, no.
Heitor was arrested for fraud and misuse of someone's identity. His mother will still have to walk to the grocery store now. That is, of course, unless she's chewing gum. Thank you very much.
Is it me or Heitor is like hater?
No,
Heitor, H-E-I-T-O-R. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, but this
You're
guy,
South American.
He never won an Emmy Award. Different hater.
Hater. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Tuesday Mike O'Mara Show.
Tuesday.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Bon Natale. Feliz Navidad.
Oh.
Happy
oh,
Hanukkah. No. And Slip. Happy Kwanzaa. Oh. Now, we all know the holidays are a few days away. Times are fleeting, and you need to get those last-minute gifts. May I suggest you go to the MichaelMaraShow.com. Click on the shopping center banner where you can get some amazing gifts from Macy's.com,
yeah.
Walmart.com, and Target.com. And you'll be the best with the most. Now let's head back to that little kid who always gives Santa milk and cookies, Mike O'Mara, Gary Krimble.
Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tis the season for Zappos. We love Zappos. Joyful relationship with Zappos.
Yes.
They made Vegas possible. We love working with them. Great culture out there. It ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. All the clothes to make you look your best. Zappos, celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names. Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love, no matter what. Get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click on the banner, as Paulie would say.
Anna.
As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, December 17, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Curious, Oscar, if I say the name, because I know Mike will know this, but I'm curious about you. If I say the name Bernie Taupin, does that mean anything to you?
No, all I think about is Bernie Sanders.
Okay, it's a different guy. This was Elton John's co-writer.
I know who it is. I know
I watched the musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, he's got a guy that got that made the money, but was not famous.
The collaborator, the lyricist for Elton John's music.
Well, he had an auction of some of his belongings, and he had the original manuscript of the song Your Song. And he put it up for auction. It was handwritten. How much do you think that would bring?
Oh, this is so just if you wanted to, I would say $500,000. Easy.
You are very close. It is not far off. I was shocked. Mike, do you want to weigh in? It's not quite $500,000.
$400,000?
It was $237,000 for a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And I guess, I mean, it's a great song, and I thought it might be nice. Here are the isolated lyrics of Elton John back when he could sing. This is from the multi-track, of course. It's really quite lovely.
How wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Okay.
I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world.
What were you going to say about
it? I'm sorry, Oscar.
No, I was trying to ruin it. I'm sorry. That's beautiful. If it's Rocket Man, if that's fetching 236 or whatever it was, 250.
Yeah, Rocket Man would be pretty special.
We'd get $500,000, I imagine.
Or Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets.
So how were they written out, the lyrics?
What's that?
Did you see a picture of it? Or
It was just lyrics written on paper, and I've seen it a million times before. A lot of the Beatles stuff exists in scan form where you can see how they wrote stuff, but this is the original copy of
it. I want to find an artist that it's the notes of a madman, and they're like little doodles on the side.
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night about the concentration camps where the people would create? There was a piece on 60 Minutes that brought tears to my eyes last night where they were talking about this Italian musician. Composer, a guy that's in Italy, and his life's work now is to recover from survivors' families or from people that were lost in the Holocaust, their families, music that was written in these concentration camps.
Oh, how marvelous.
Symphonies, operas, sonatas, pieces of music. It was the most beautiful thing that on their own, some of these people in the most dire circumstances would still create.
And to think that they could only... They had to maintain and compose in their head. It was like, I mean, imagining the melody. Wow.
Just phenomenal. Wow. The human spirit. It was a triumph. And, you know, I just people, you know, that have that creative element, they need to get it out there. It's a survival mechanism. And it was brilliant. And they performed some of these pieces. They did one at, I think, the Holocaust Museum. And just some of this music is amazing. And this is his life work. Beautiful, beautiful piece on 60 Minutes last night.
Here's something to look forward to. On January 19th, I can't believe it's up to this number. The 10th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming to HBO. And one of the key players throughout this year's season, because Larry David likes to do a plot arc throughout, is John Hamm.
Larry David, what could be better?
Hey, yeah. I need you to do me a favor.
I can't do it.
No, you got to do it.
I already got my sweats on.
What is it, an immutable law of physics? Once you're in sweats, you can't get out? Newton's law of sweats?
I think you could introduce me as a Renaissance man.
Oh.
A guy who speaks six languages.
You want to impress people with lies?
How else do you impress them?
I want you out.
You're kicking me out?
And you can go too.
Kicking me out?
Yes, John Hamm.
Hey, you're kicked out.
Out!
So they're vague as to why John Hamm is part of the plot line, but I can't wait. Right. Because it's obviously, they make it seem like maybe they're buddying it up together. So maybe he's playing himself as an a-hole. I love that.
That's funny.
John Hamm has a good sense of humor. Let's close, Mike. People in America, if anything, they have time on their hands. So a YouTube guy, figured out a way to hook his Billy Bass. You know, the guy that would sing the rubber fish on the wall that would sing "Take Me to the River." He hooked it to his Alexa to voice files of Sam Jackson. And so this is this was trending a couple days ago on YouTube.
Billy Bass.
Yes.
Ask Samuel Jackson to tell a joke.
How ugly is my Christmas sweater? It's so ugly, even Thanos won't wear it.
So, but the fish is talking cool. while he's doing
that
it.
That is cool.
So this is why we are the greatest nation in the world.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is your magic audio vault.
We're not going to get invaded. There's no way, no
how. We got talking fish.
Hey, tomorrow on the big show, we are going to have our Christmas get-together celebration for TMOS. Isn't that right?
No, that's Thursday's show.
No, no, he is right. It's tomorrow.
It is?
Yes, tomorrow.
Okay, then it is.
Yes, it is. It's tomorrow.
All right.
Wednesday is our party.
That's why are you saying it with the question mark, Mallet Head?
Oh, because you know what? I got confused, but I'm better now.
All right, very good. Thank you, Rob. Anyway, tomorrow we'll have our Christmas show, and it should be big
exciting.
Fun.
Exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
Very exciting. For Rob Zubek and Oscar Santana, Michael Mayer saying goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, fudge.